you excited to go play your former team?
I wouldn't call it revenge. I mean, you know, I'm a big fan of everybody over there. It's just going to be fun to go over there and talk trash and, you know, compete with guys that I used to compete with or I used to play with.
Difficult week for you guys as receivers, just not knowing who's going to be quarterback, just timing of routes. I know you're probably working with both of those quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, me and Marcus, is chemistry's already good. You know, Matt's been getting some reps, so, you know, we're just prepared for whatever we have to do on Sunday.
I know you're out there on the outsides, but what can the offense do, I guess, as far as running the football a little bit better?
Just keep playing. I mean, just keep, you know, the holes are there. You know, the big runs are going to come. Just keep at it. You know, it's only week 5. You know, definitely want to try to win every week, but, you know, we got a long season ahead of us. Just keep running the ball, and, you know, those big rushing games will come.
You kind of said it's only week 5, but if you look around the NFL, it's got a lot of parity this year. Teams have been up one week, down the next. But what you've seen from Miami on film, fair to say they've been pretty consistent?
Yeah, you know, what are they, 1-2 right now? Yeah, but, I mean, you can't think about their record. You know, those guys, you know, if anybody knows them, I know they're going to go out there and compete and, you know, be prepared for a physical game and try to get a W. So we're prepared, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
For them, home opener for them, because they had the hurricane stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You think they're going to be excited to actually get a game at home, and you expecting them to come out full for maybe best game of the year for them?
I mean, possibly. I know that, you know, the stadium's going to be juiced up, the players going to be juiced up, you know, like you said, first home game. So they're going to be juiced up. I mean, we are too, you know. You know, hopefully we go out there and make more plays and come out with W.
What's the comfort level with the receivers, with Matt, going forward, if it turns out to be him?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same. I mean, Matt's been doing this for a while, so, you know, we don't miss a beat when he pops up. And, you know, if he has to go and go dress out on Sunday, not dress out, but go out and, you know, start on Sunday, then we'll be prepared for that.
Richard, how eager are you guys to get back on the field to show that what happened in Houston is not this team? That was an aberration.
Very eager. I mean, that's already erased from our memory. So, you know, we're focused on Miami, and the plan is to go out there, start fast, and hopefully leave there with a W.
You talked about it being easier for Matt with a week under his belt in the practice. But how much easier is it for you guys with a week under your belt with him?
Yeah, I mean, myself personally, I've, you know, played with a lot of quarterbacks, so having different quarterbacks doesn't bother me none. But, you know, Matt's a vet. Matt's been here for a while. He's been in the league for a while. So when he comes in, he knows the reads to make. He knows the throws to make. And, you know, our job is to go out there and make a play on the ball, whoever's throwing it.
Coach was saying yesterday, in order to get a faster start in games, it's all about converting third downs.
Yeah, for sure.
What's your theory on how you guys can do that?
Man, make the plays. I mean, last week I slipped on a third down that would have been an easy conversion. Other things happen, you know. We just got to make the plays that are there. You know, it's I wouldn't say it's anybody stopping us. It's more us stopping ourselves.